Welcome to Module 8.2, Rewriting Your Money Story. Now that you've unpacked your money story in Module 8.1, exposed the deeply programmed experiences, stories, and beliefs, and shined a light on the gremlins that have been blocking you from actually living in the financial abundance that you desire, let's oust anything that isn't aligned with your hell yes thrive mode and replace those destructive tapes with golden beliefs of prosperity. What you'll find in this workbook: number one, a quick recap of what a money story is, where it comes from, and how it affects you. Two, imagination time, clarifying your hell yes thrive mode. Three, how to identify any destructive / limiting money gremlins that have been wedged in your consciousness and replace them with new, empowering, prosperity-aligned, healthy money allies. Four, how to disprove your money gremlins and strengthen your new money allies. 5. Creating your new money manifesto. Part 1. Money story recap. What is it? Where does it come from? How does it impact and affect you? To recap what we covered in the introduction to this module, essentially a money story, your money story, is the set of thoughts, beliefs, stories, experiences, and behaviors that live in your consciousness. These money stories are programmed into us throughout our upbringing. They come from our family of origin, the people we spend or spent the most time around, our culture, our religions, our schools, and media. As we've discussed before in this program, when we arrived on this planet, we were perfectly neutral without any sets of ideas or judgments about the world. And then we slowly absorbed whatever was around us because, by nature of being human, we are sponges and copycatters, especially in our younger years. We absorb the messages, attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs of our environment. And one of the most sensitive topics that we were conditioned with was money. Because of this, we've carried deeply programmed attitudes and beliefs about money around with us our entire lives that we didn't actually consciously choose. But they are the tapes that are playing, and we play them out without even realizing it. Which means, if you were raised in an environment that demonstrated healthy, safe, abundance-oriented, wise, wealth-conscious behaviors, attitudes, and beliefs about the sweet moolah, money and financial matters are probably stable, positive, and prosperous for you. Which in turn means that when you reflect on your current relationship with money and your financial situation, you're likely pretty satisfied or maybe even thrilled. On the other hand, if you were raised and conditioned in an environment where money was the source of arguments, struggles, lack of resources, teasing, insecurity, jadedness, hate, fear, stress, embarrassment, anger, or worse, I'm willing to bet that those experiences have unconsciously manifested themselves in your adult life in less than ideal ways. If this is the case, you may find yourself in a state of perpetual struggle with money and finances. This might look like living paycheck to paycheck, under-earning, overspending, misused credit, stress on the 1st and the 15th, limitations on lifestyle, or any other manifestation of money mismanagement. Perhaps you fall somewhere in the middle, or into a different narrative altogether, which is totally possible. But I can almost guarantee that you still have money stories from years of old playing out in your present adult life. The point here is that once again, your subconscious beliefs are running the show, and it's time to root out the weeds and plant some healthy seeds. What most of us don't realize until later on in life is that whatever our present financial situation is like, whatever it looks like right now, it's not by chance, and it's not by accident, and it's not by circumstances outside of us. It's the direct result of our money stories. But not to fear. What you'll be learning in this workbook is how to consciously recreate your beliefs, attitudes, behaviors, and money so that your new money story works for you instead of against you. The more closely you align with your new paradigm, the more you will create, grow, and celebrate financial abundance, prosperity, security, sufficiency, and wealth. Part 2. Time to dream. Clarifying hell yes thrive mode. This is where you get to begin actually reprogramming your paradigms by becoming clear about what you do want, abundance, versus what you don't want, scarcity. Please take some time to reflect, daydream, and hone in on your ideal hell yes financial thrive mode. Exercise number 1. Describe your financial thrive mode. Consider and describe your hell yes financial thrive mode, including the following areas. Be sure to suspend disbelief, doubts, fears, or gremlins as you explore and write down whatever desires emerge, regardless of how seemingly impossible or lofty they are. Please pause the audio here to write your answers to the questions below. Part 3. How to replace any destructive and limiting money gremlins that have been wedged in your consciousness and replace them with new, empowering, prosperity-aligned, healthy money allies. Exercise number 2. Identify the core gremlins. Now that you've unpacked your limiting money story, please list the core limiting or disempowering attitudes, beliefs, and stories that you identified in 8.1. Now, think about your hell yes financial thrive mode. What empowering, accurate, and healthy money stories are aligned with your hell yes financial thrive mode? What new beliefs need to be created to replace the core limiting money stories? For example, I'm horrible with money. Only rich people know the secrets to becoming wealthy. Versus, I have the freedom, ability, and resources to learn anything I need to about money and wealth. And in using that knowledge, I am creating my dream life. Here's another example. Money is evil and corrupts people. Versus, money is a neutral energy that can be used in wonderful ways. And I use money in ways that are aligned with my values for the well-being of myself and others. So to begin this exercise, please write down each core money gremlin and then write down 3 new beliefs, stories, or attitudes that are aligned with your hell yes financial thrive mode that are as true or truer than the original belief. If you find it difficult to come up with positive replacement beliefs, or if the money story seems really true, spend some time researching and finding evidence to the contrary, aka evidence for the new beliefs. Feel free to use the extra notes pages at the end of this workbook as well and implement Byron Katie's The Work to help you transform these limiting beliefs. Part 4. How to disprove your money gremlins and strengthen your new money allies. Now it's time to strengthen the new money stories that are aligned with your hell yes financial thrive mode so that you can actually begin to create your dreams. Here are the steps. Number 1. Write out your new money stories and place them somewhere where you can see them and read them often. 2. Rehearse them every day, especially in the morning and before you go to sleep. As you rehearse them, really feel into them. For more on how to implement successful visualization techniques, see the Module 7.1 Visualization Techniques Workbook. 3. Create an action plan based on your new money stories. What actions, attitudes, behaviors, steps, goals, and strategies do you need to begin implementing for each new money story? For example, taking a personal finance course, consolidating debt, making investments, creating avenues for passive income, creating a budget, checking your bank account often, celebrating money, donating to charity, etc. Part 5. Create your new money manifesto. Combine your new money stories and hell yes financial thrive mode vision to create your new money manifesto. Post it where you can see it often and read and meditate on this daily. Example: money is a positive energy that flows into my life abundantly. I am worthy of it and I am very wise and intelligent about finances. I make great decisions with money and I feel secure and confident about it. My accounts have X amount of dollars in them, and I have multiple streams of income. I think of money as a dear friend, and I love the way that it feels to give and receive freely. I know that I will continue to grow my wealth and increase my positive impact in the world, and I will continue to pursue any and all opportunities that I dream of because I am easily able to invest in them. I love my beautiful eco cabin on 50 acres in the mountains, and it brings me so much joy to see my nieces and nephews when they visit for the summer. Being able to contribute $20,000 to their college funds is so fulfilling, not to mention able to offer my adopted children any financial support to help them thrive on their journey. I have retired my parents and take them on trips to tropical locations once a quarter, and I feel amazing being able to live out this life dream of mine and allow them the opportunity to freely live out the rest of their lives abundantly. This, or something better, now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Okay, now it's time for you to write your money manifesto. Please pause the audio here and write your money manifesto. All right, here are some helpful tips for putting your new money story into action. Please read this article below and follow the steps to help you empower yourself to your financial success.